I'm John Moenkel reporting from the Drake Stadium infield. I'm being joined by Michaela Beisel of Clarion Goldfield Dows. She competed in three events here today. First, I want to ask about the 400-meter hurdles. Ends up being a second-place finish here in Class 2A, 105 even, a new PR. What can you say about that race, how you were able to put together your best time in your final race of your career?
I was really glad that it was a clean race. I got all the hurdles over with my good leg, which was really nice. I've been pressing to get it on the curve there, so I didn't have a lot of body torque, so that was pretty nice. I was kind of happy about that. I was happy with my start. I wish I would have dropped a little bit more time. Kind of disappointed about her passing me on the home stretch, but I guess I'm just happy about where I've come. At the beginning of the year, my 400 time open was slower than this, so I guess a lot of training. Thankful, very great, blessed.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, it wasn't your final event of your track field career, but to be able to do that on your last day, to finish off your career with a second place finish in the 400, how meaningful is that to be able to do that?
It's definitely very meaningful. My first ever time running the four lows, I was in club, and I got to run next to Kenzie Carney, which was really scary. And to look back about how scared I was, I wish I would have told myself to embrace it more. This year, I think, was the first year that I actually was okay, I'm kind of decent at it. I'm gonna take it and run with it. No pun intended, but it's brought me a lot of success, I guess. So I guess I wish I could have just looked back and told myself to go more aggressively at it, but.
100-meter hurdles earlier in the day, you placed 10th in the prelims. What'd you think about that race?
I was a little bit disappointed. My coach and I were both planning to come back tomorrow for the finals, but we had a bunch of heavy PRs in our district, which was crazy. I just feel really honored that I get to run next to those girls. They were really fast, and to look back and be hey, this girl who's at the Olympics now, I ran next to her or something. I think that's cool. Just lucky.
And then how about high jump? What can you say about your performance there?
I feel like high jump was the hardest to say goodbye to, because it's always been very near and dear to my heart. It's the one that I always loved. It was the thing that I was doing no matter what. It definitely was a struggle. I didn't jump at all what I wanted to, but my legs were dead, so I'm not disappointed. But
Just from having to run those two races earlier in the day.
Yeah. And then I only had 9 minutes in between the four lows and my high jump. It definitely was feeling very lactic, and my quads just couldn't do it. But just grateful, lucky, blessed. Yeah.
Being able to compete here at the state meet, not only this year, but in previous years as well, what are some of the most important lessons or biggest takeaways you've gained from these experiences?
I feel the past few years when I've came to the state meet, I always was I have to do this and this and this, and I need a place here and here and here, and this is what I'm going to do. And it just didn't work. I took it too seriously, and I didn't do well. I got too tense. I got in my head. You compete better when you have fun, and that's one of the things that I struggle with. I definitely try to do too much, but yeah.
And future plans for after high school, now that you're graduating?
I'm moving to Las Vegas. I got into a performing arts college there for professional dance.
Very nice. Well, best of luck with that. That's the Clarion Goldfield Dows. This is Michaela Beisel. Thanks so much for the time today, and congrats on a great track and field career.
Thank you.
All right, we'll have more coverage from the state track and field meet on Radio On The Go Sports in about 30 minutes.